Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is Scott. This is an off-brand observation of something that I've just woke up to in the news. It's not a huge thing. It's not a big thing. It's about an actor in Hollywood that I've seen in various incarnations of different characters throughout the course of time, and really good character and. She has a show on Netflix called Dead to Me, which I love. I mean, I've been waiting for season 3 to come for a while now. And I woke up to find out that Christina Applegate had been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And how season 3 could have possibly been just canceled after, like, episode 5, because that's when they took a break, I think, is what the article said. But towards the end of the article, she says something, or maybe it was, like, a transcribed of an actual interview where you see her. Either way, she said something that kind of really just disturbed me a little bit. That, like, because she has MS, because now you might be looking for it, it might dissuade you from actually watching the show. And I was like, I would watch the show with her in a wheelchair. I would watch it with her wearing a cane. I would watch it with her not being able to really stand a lot, you know, because who the fuck am I, or anyone else for that matter, to look at someone with any condition and judge them as they would judge themselves. It's like, I don't know how to write computer code. Does that mean that people should look at me and fucking criticize me for that? No, definitely not. So, because I can't do that, I don't expect to be criticized. So because she can't walk all that good anymore, she doesn't really have the balance, she's had all these things that are taking from her from what she's used to. Imagine the stuff that she's going through. Her entire life so far to this point has been active, ability, and striving to do whatever she's going to do. And now it's all changed. So to be able to watch season 3 in that context, I think it's going to be even better of a show for me to watch her champion herself. To see her push herself to do what she wants to do, which is to finish season 3. Which will make the show even more better to me in history once the show is concluded. Because I think that's pretty damn brave to be able to do that. To be able to go, it's not so much it's about the fans, because who the fuck cares, right? We'll watch something else. So this is her struggle to show that she can do this. It doesn't matter if it's Dead to Me, or if it's a Broadway play, or if it's just walking down the driveway. It's just doing something that she knows that she wants to do to complete it. She might say it's for the fans, but really it's for herself. And that's understandable. That's what everyone should do, is for themselves, not because they want to appease somebody else. So when I woke up and I read this article, I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't even have any idea. Have I not been paying attention to the news media? But then it reminded me of the whole Marvel thing with the guy who played Black Panther, who had his illness, which he didn't tell to nobody, and his illness led to his death. And nobody flipping knew it was even a thing until it was actually happening. And it got me thinking, wow, celebrities, you know, they never have any privacy. Their life is spacked all over the place. So the fact that you don't find something like that, it doesn't add to the person suffering the condition any more hurt, any more embarrassment. Because going from being able to do this to struggling. In the article it says that a friend of hers that is like a sound guy, he was actually helping hold her legs up, and she was brought to work in the wheelchair, and she had to lean into the door to keep her balance. That's a lot of change for anybody, no matter if you're a star or you're just a regular person. So the fact that she was able to finish the season, even if Netflix or whoever's in charge of those choices, was like, we can just shut this down. We don't want to do anything that's going to make anything worse for you. And she's like, no, I'm going to do this. I think that was brave, and I think that's just wow to me. There's like no words to really convey on that, because I myself don't have the same viewpoint. It's like asking me what I think of this thing that only affects women, for instance, or something. You know, the perception is different. You don't know how your choices are going to be until you're actually in that situation. It's kind of like a lawsuit. You can say all the different things that are possible, but until you're in the lawsuit, what actually happens, you don't know. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure type thing. So for Christina Applegate to finish the season and just be able to, I'm assuming, retire from acting for a little bit to kind of compose herself, there is a lot of celebrities who have situations that make them have to like withdraw a little bit for themselves, for their own safety and their own health, and to like dabble a little bit. Look at Michael J. Fox. He comes back all the time to do things, and he's had his thing going on, but that's a personal choice. She could just want to retire and focus on herself, and that would be totally acceptable. It would be understandable from anybody. So I was just taken aback by the news that I read this morning when I was scrolling through Facebook, and just my normal news feed, and I was just like, wow, that's crazily, insanely powerful for what this person is now going through. So I applaud Christina Applegate for doing what was right for her, having the courage to do what she wanted to do, and hold to that conviction, and show that she could do it herself, that she didn't need the assistance, that she could do it. And I hope she continues that, even if you never see her again on screen, and she just focuses on herself and her family and her friends, and she does what's right for her. This will conclude this podcast.